You know, I was going to mention something else yesterday. Zach Hing, H-I-N-G, Z-A-C-H. He's a YouTuber. He got a surprise audience. Cool guy. I like his stuff. I gave him a shout. He's shouted back at me a few times. I'm thinking about giving him a jingle, but you know, no, go check out his channel. Like seriously, Zach's a cool, I like Zach. We need more Zachs in the world, but see, he's a Chinese American, something like that. Like he's spent time in China or Asia or something. I do believe. And see, I'm an American, over in Taiwan, Chinese speaking country. Well, I mean, with the original government of China, the one that Dr. Sun created. Dr. Sun, I don't know if you know this. Dr. Sun Yat-sen was, I think they call him in Chinese, it's Sun Zhongshan. Sun Yat-sen, it's S-U-N-S-A-S-E-N or something like that. T-S-E-N. What? Okay. Anyhow, Dr. Sun was a Christian and he wanted to create a government that was constitutionally based on Christian ideals. The problem was it was incredibly awesome. And it, of course, it wasn't without its problems. I think the same structure that exists from Taiwan to China, they have very, very similar government structures as far as branches of government. The legislature is basically a puppet. It's a puppet of the executive branch. The executive branch and in the cabinet, the president's cabinet is its own branch of government. There's a president and then there's a president's cabinet, separate branch of government. It's called the executive branch. They argue and create the laws and they've got like a super secretary leading them. The president, I think, can ask for their resignations or something or try to get him fired if he wants. But they've got to be approved by the legislature, but they draft all the laws and introduce it all. Now, the legislature can ask them to, but the legislature cannot introduce a law for vote. Only the executive branch can. I think the president can also introduce a law for vote. But the legislature just argues about it. It's all they do is argue about the law. It's kind of a convenient little place to keep everybody occupied and busy while you go do whatever you want. And then they've got the judiciary and then they've got a control, which is a fifth branch of government. And that's kind of the ongoing impeachment process. They're just constantly investigating everyone to decide whether to impeach them. So it's an interesting system, but I don't know how much of that. I don't know if Dr. Sun wanted the legislature to be a puppet. But anyhow, he created that government, and that is Taiwan's government. It was the government that overthrew the last emperor of China. Emperor Pu or something. He was the boy emperor, and he had no idea that there'd been a revolution because he never left his city. The walled city, the forbidden city. You can't go out, you can't go in, and he would run, very few people could go in or out, and so he would run the country from inside this wall, and that's typical Chinese culture. You want to understand stonewalling, why Chinese don't want to talk to people, why they build up barriers and stuff. It's their culture to do this. It's just their culture to do this. That's an interesting thing. The Great Wall of China. We talk about how great the Great Wall of China is. Well, you know, one of the arguments. Look, I believe we need a wall at the Mexican border just because it's out of control. Not necessarily always, but just we need to manage and control it. I mean, good people won't be crossing that border anyway. Only the bad people will be crossing when they're not supposed to. So we need to open up and welcome the places where you're supposed to cross, but we need to make sure that the non-crossings remain non-crossings because there's farmers just, you know, there's like this innocent farmer who lives on the other side and he's trying to grow his corn and he's got like drug cartel going through his backyard. You know, like you can't have that, man. You know, so you got to have a wall at the Mexican border. Okay. One of the arguments against the wall, though, is that while China was building the Great Wall, it didn't actually keep the Chinese people safe. All it did was relocate the problem to wherever the end of the wall was. So you have a village here, they build a great big long stretch of wall, well, the wall eventually stops. And so whatever Chinese villages were over there on that other side of the wall, they suddenly start having trouble from the invaders. So they got to build the wall farther and go on down. And then it is another village that starts having trouble. So all they did was relocate the problem as they were building the wall. Okay. That's an argument against that's an argument that people cite against the Trump wall of Mexico. Now, I don't believe it sticks. Because you know, and that's really the thing about it. The reason that that argument doesn't really hold water, so to speak, since we're talking about walls or whatever, the problem with saying, well, the Great Wall of China simply relocated the problem. See, China's whole mentality was they were stonewalling the enemy. The Trump wall is a wall that you can look through. It's not just stonewalling the enemy. It's not meant to keep an army out. It's meant to keep out looters and rioters. You know, it's like grand scale crowd control. It's not meant to do what China's wall was meant to do. And more importantly, it's not deployed with the mentality that China had. China has a stonewalling mentality. Keep everybody out. Just, I don't want to talk to you. I'm ignoring you. Therefore, I win the argument, get whatever I want. You no longer matter. Whoa, whoa, whoa. If you dismiss me, I go outside and I'm doing all kinds of stuff you don't know about. If you want to control other people, last thing you want to do is let them out of your sight. China actually thinks if they dismiss you, then they control you now. Because it's like it's so self-absorbed, self-focused, self-centered, self-centric. They believe everybody wants to talk to me. Every Chinese person has this in their thinking. It's in their culture. I say every. I'm not trying to make a generalization. I'm trying to describe the culture. In this culture, the norm, the normal thing is that everybody has this idea that everybody wants to talk to them. And you think about how that's really going to work, but that's what the culture is. And so he wants to talk to me. So if I push him away, he's going to stand outside the wall, keep trying to get in and talk to me. He's just going to be right there. It's not how it works. That's a delusion. Now, maybe they actually do that in the culture, which sort of happens. Someone puts up a wall, person, their shoulders drop, they just kind of shrug and walk away, and that's the end of it. That happens in their culture. But that's in their culture. That's not the rest of the world. So, there's stonewalling has been a very that's how China does China. And the Trump wall goes up. It's they're putting it in strategic places, or they're putting it here, there, and then they've got police carefully monitoring it and watching it, and then they have doors and openings. And they have, you know, the places that you're supposed to go in are the places to go in. And so it's deployed with an entirely different worldview. But I mentioned Zach Hing. I'm really thinking about giving him a shout and talking to him about some of these issues. And I think in tomorrow's Taiwan special, I'm going to go into a little bit of the area and the discussion I don't know. I think I'm going to talk about what's happening here, end times, and I'm not sure how, but I'll probably bring it around to how I view kind of the end of the beginning of the world approaching, and how I view that being over here in Taiwan in East Asia. See you then.